I'm Dean Newland, and welcome to the Business of Intuition, where I coach, facilitate, train, and speak on the hard science and meaningful experience of intuitive leadership in business, so you can make better decisions, forge real connections, and creatively solve problems to amplify your impact and simplify your life. Welcome to the Business of Intuition. So try this idea on for size. Our biggest challenge today is not healthcare, poverty, political divisiveness, or even climate change. Our biggest challenge is within ourselves, getting out of our own way, finding and trusting our authentic, intuitive voice. For all challenges and growth start within each of us individually. Now, I realize that's a pretty bold statement. Let me back up a bit and tell you how I derived at that conclusion. You see, I've always known, even as a kid, that most problems and challenges present themselves as symptoms, and that real transformation starts when you peel back the onion and find the truth. So after college and a stint with acting and teaching, I started my training and development firm using some age-old wisdom, modern-day learning models, some neuroscience and theater and storytelling in order to help leaders and teams get past their blind spots and symptoms to discover their truth and their mission, hence the name of our company, Mission Facilitators International. And that approach worked. We have increased employee engagement, created high-performing teams, and cultivated leaders with our executive coaching, leadership development, strategic planning, and culture change work. But there was something missing, something important. Then in the spring of 2019, I got this opportunity to speak at a TEDx event in Bend, Oregon. And at the time, I was assigned a coach, and she kept pushing me to go deeper and ask more and more probing questions. My topic at the time was about getting to truth and purpose, which was okay, but it wasn't an idea worth spreading. So after weeks of thinking and writing and rewriting, I discovered two things. One, first, that bold statement I told you about earlier, that our biggest challenge is not outside of ourselves, but inside, and that real transformation had to start with us before we could affect change in others, our families, our teams, our companies, and even the planet. And then number two, the key is intuition. For when we have the courage to trust our intuition, we make better decisions by accessing vast amounts of information and experience. We forge real connections with one another by deeply listening, and we creatively solve our biggest challenges by seeing problems from different perspectives. So the title of my talk finally became Why the World Needs Intuition Now More Than Ever. So now that I had the topic and I had the idea worth spreading, I needed to back it up with some ideas and examples and some stories. So I shared how the 1986 Challenger explosion might have been prevented had top management valued the hunches and concerns of key engineers. I shared how Steve Jobs said in his biography, intuitive understanding was more significant than logical analysis. I shared that the most important leadership lessons ever learned by Warren Bennis was listening to his inner voice, and that how Oprah once said, I've trusted my intuition my entire life. The only time I've ever made a mistake is when I didn't. I talked about a Harvard Business Review article that said that the higher up you go in an organization, the more important intuition becomes because it makes executives better listeners, decision makers, and problem solvers. I also referenced the New Jersey Institute of Technology that studied the relationship between intuition and business success, and that it found that 80% of the executives whose company's profits had more than doubled in the past 5 years had above average intuition skills. And I also use the example that employees who keep quiet in overconfident organizations can create company-wide blind spots with devastating results. For example, Blockbuster had the option to buy Netflix but passed, and now in Bend, Oregon stands its last store. I even shared some personal stories of when I did and did not follow my intuition with both successful and devastating results. By the time I gave my talk, I was hooked on the idea that we all possess a superpower called intuition. I also knew I wanted to keep the discussion going, hence this podcast, The Business of Intuition. So on to this podcast. Each episode provides the best strategies and insights from business leaders, scientists, entrepreneurs, artists, coaches, futurists, educators, and authors that show listeners how to amplify their impact. The podcast is really designed for four different audience groups. Number one, it's for the CEO or business owner who wants to create a forward-thinking culture, develop an actionable vision, improve employee engagement. Number two, it's for the human resource leader who wants to create a space for innovation, promote diversity and inclusion, and release the full potential of employees. Number three, it's for the team leader who wants to nurture the development of their team, find more time to lead and less being in the weeds, and improve communication. And then lastly, number four, it's for the general public who wants to launch rapid transformation, learn new tools, and make deeper connections. Last year, I was at this conference, and one of the speakers had said something that to this day I still remember. His name was David Hooley, a futurist who wrote the book Shift Happens, and he said, "The speed of change right now is the slowest it will be for the rest of our lives." I mean, think about that. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you're paying attention to what's going on in the world, that comment from David seems right. So my thinking is this. In order to keep up with this pace of change, we need to recognize patterns faster. We need to deepen our collaboration and accelerate our learning. We need CEOs, team leaders, HR directors, teachers, and parents to encourage intuition so everyone feels safe enough to point out issues and share untested creative ideas. Each episode of The Business of Intuition will last approximately 30 minutes and will be published once a week. The format is intended to be fun, upbeat, and very conversational. So I'll leave you now with a great quote about and from Albert Einstein. He said, "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant." We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. My name is Dean Newland. I hope you'll join me for the business of intuition and to have the courage to remember your gift.
Thank you for listening to The Business of Intuition. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to learn more about Dean or Mission Facilitators Leadership, go to mfileadership.com. That's mfileadership.com.